Timothy Sands, the provost of Purdue University, will be the 16th president of Virginia Tech. The 55-year-old holds an endowed chair in engineering at Purdue and specializes in the growing field of nanotechnology, with applications for many high-tech uses. He's published more than 250 refereed papers and has 16 patents in electronic materials. Last year, he served as Purdue's acting president. Sands says what's most impressed him about Virginia Tech is the university's momentum.
This is a place that clearly is not happy with the status quo, that always wants to do better and always wants to improve. And that's the kind of institution that I want to be associated with. I'm looking forward to helping drive that momentum further, because I'm more of a builder, as you'll get to know, than a maintainer. I just would rather be moving. And I had that sense that you already have the momentum. And let's keep the momentum and let's keep it moving.
Sands begins work on June 1st when President Charles Steger steps down. Steger announced his retirement last spring. He's been president of Virginia Tech since 2000. Meantime, Sands says he hopes to further the university's efforts to engage with the world.
Virginia Tech has done some wonderful things there, and President Steger has been in the lead on that. But I think there's an opportunity to involve or bring more of the world to Virginia Tech.
Some 238 candidates were considered in the six-month search to head the $1.2 billion academic enterprise. Virginia Tech now offers 215 degree programs and manages a research portfolio of $450 million. I'm Connie Stevens.